Croesar, welcome to Tales of Wales. This is a Throwback Thursday episode, which when we look back through the vaults of our past episodes. So if you're a first-time listener and you're up to date with the most recent ones, this is a chance to go back to our old episodes. And you can find the link to the episode in the description of this episode. I've said episode a lot there. Or if you're a long-time listener...
Also, the clips are usually put are nothing to do with the title because it's just us talking shite. But it gives you a taster of what we're talking about.
We're re-recording this because you must have been sick of the three intros we've done for ages. So no further ado, here's this week's episode.
Here we go. So a guy named JLMB_123 was very horrible. And said, I'm a fan of the podcast. Well, really, about 50% of the podcast, specifically Frank's. That Jack's a knob end, though.
Oh, yeah. End quote there. That's all you need.
There's more to it than that, but that's all I can stomach at the moment. And then Frank's, in true, solidarity, commented on the post as well, going, have you considered giving Frank's more of a bigger role and maybe taking a step back, Jack? Oh, I love the pod, lads. You're both smashing it, especially Frank's, aka the people's champ.
Also, the other guy only did it because your name on, because I think he said a follow-up message saying, I don't know who this is, judging by the name on your Reddit handle or whatever it was, because it was clearly you wrote it. So it was all in jest. It was just a laugh. Just a little bit of a joke, right?
Yeah, once my I picked the pieces of my shattered ego back up, I reread it and went, oh, it wasn't that bad. That's okay.
I just imagine what to me. Season...
I said, crowing. Who is this?
Who is this bastard? Who is this pig? Fuck off then, I don't want him listening.
I was going to say, if season one Jack had read that, the laptop would have been smashed and I'd been like, I can't see you anymore, Franco. Every time I see your face, it reminds me. You'll like this as well. Told my wife about it.
Your wife?
And she went, who's that? Is that someone you know? If it's not, I'll bar him. So Amy's on your case, mate. If you old JLMB, if you're not careful, mate, my wife will be round. Yeah.
I got beef with someone. I got beef, big beef, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
I swear to God. So, we all know a certain Welsh comedian, Ellis James, is, he's one of the most famous Welsh exports that we have.
Indeed.
He is just stealing from me. So, he's born... This is really weird. I went down a bit of a rabbit hole with this. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago our mate started sending us that Ellis has started a history podcast with his fucking nerd mates?
Don't get me bloody started.
And it's like, dude, you got about 100 podcasts. Give us this one thing about history. So anyway, he's muscled in on this tier. He loves Welsh football. I give him that because lots of us like Welsh football. But so he started that podcast. I thought, this is a bit close to coming on our territory here, my friend. And then... on two of his other hugely successful podcasts, he tells an anecdote last week about meeting Chris Biggins and Christopher Biggins making him do something for him. So, listeners will know, a couple of weeks ago, I told a story. You can check the timeline, because this story came up, our episode came up before their wretched episode.
I've got the records, I've got the files, I can send you the metadata.
But our episode came out, and then like a week later, he came out with this. I said, I went to London, I met Biggins. I happened to meet Biggins by accident, and Biggins says, will you hold my coat? Will you hold my luggage? And I was like, sure thing, Biggins, you're Biggins. And then, lo and behold, a week later, Ellis James is like, I went to London, and I met Christopher Biggins. And I was like, you fucking what? And he's like, and I said to Christopher Biggins, I hate Welsh history podcasts. No, he did an anecdote about how Christopher Biggins asked him to help him with his phone. It's an even better anecdote.
God, what he's saying is listen to our episode, gone, I'll take that and I'll just jazz it up a bit. Next one of his podcasts, listen to it, because it'll be going, we did a Reddit comment and you'll never guess what happened.
They like John more than me.
I couldn't believe it. He said I was a knobhead.
So then he's exactly 10 years older and one day than me. He's even stealing my birthday clout. He gets there a day before me.
Oh, God.
So, like...
he's always one better, isn't he? He's a fucking 11 Reef boy, isn't he?
He is. I just can't believe... I love the guy as well, and he's fucked me over something chronic.
Yeah. I remember being disappointed when
we found that he'd done a Welsh history. Well, it's not necessarily Welsh, is it?
But it's history.
But it's history podcast.
Yeah.
So I saw Ellis James when he was like a compere in my uni, my student union. And I was thinking, I've been supporting you since day dot.
Well, our
and
mate,
you've pulled the fucking rug from under me.
Our mate Matt Rees is a brilliant stand-up comedian. If you get a chance, you go see him. He's
yes,
always,
go see him.
Always playing around the country. He supported Ellis on tour, and now I think we have a mole. I think Matt might be being his writer and sending him all our fucking brilliant ideas about being drunk and Welsh. So
I couldn't. I you know what? I might, that would break my heart if Matt is bloody shanked our friendship in the back like that.
Pig heart boy. Do you remember that
pig
show?
Heart boy.
It was on CBBC.
You bring it up with me almost every time we speak. Yes. How can I forget?
It's this TV show about a boy with a pig heart, and everyone used to hate him for it. They used to be like, "Oh, also, fuck off, pig heart."
Could they not think of a better name for the fucking TV show? Something like with a bit of symbolism, not just what you call it, Pig Art Boy.
Pig Art
Someone
Boy.
Someone put like in a placeholder name in like, oh, have you submitted that thing yet? Did you change the name in the end? What do you mean change the name? It was just a placeholder, Pig Art Boy.
Like horizontal human or something, because I think that's what they call pigs because they're really genetically similar to us. So we call it something like, I came up with that in a second. Better than Pig Art Boy.
Pig Art Boy.
What is he? Pig Art Boy. It's just, it's so onomatic. Like, it's very onomatically. What is that?
Say what you see, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is he? He's a pig art boy.
It sounds good. What's the word onomatopoeia? You know, when it's like, what's the verb of onomatopoeia?
I know what you mean. That sounds nice when you say it.
It rolls off the tongue. Pig Art Boy. It's only a couple of syllables. It's so good.
It's a good one to chant, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get drunk in a pub when he walks in. Pig Art Boy. Pig Art Boy.